Hi, Safe. So I've been trying out Tesla's latest full self-driving beta version 9.1 for the past few days, and I wanted to share my latest thoughts. First, though, this is not an autonomous vehicle. It requires human supervision, and there are still a lot of rough edges. That said, here's my overall impressions of this latest build. First off, version 9.1 feels a bit more relaxing compared to version 9.0, the previous build. Now, version 9.0 was my first test build a few weeks ago, and I was actually kind of surprised initially at how rough it was. I had a good amount of interventions, especially on the local and city streets, and after a few close calls, I really had to boost up how much I paid attention. And while sometimes it could be relaxing, most of the time it wasn't. And I think in this newer 9.1 build that we just got this past weekend, it really improves on this. It seems to turn corners without as much hesitation as the previous build. My guess is that on the previous 9.0 build, Tesla had to dial down the aggressive level for turns in order to be cautious because it was a significant, you know, rewrite of Tesla Vision without radar. While that means the car, you know, might go slower around corners, it also can make it feel more dangerous and hesitant. However, in this new 9.1 build, I think they were able to catch enough bugs to be able to raise that aggressive level on turns. And so therefore, it feels more human in driving in different situations. Also, I'm also noticing different places where it does feel a little bit more relaxing and more humanish. Prior, you know, it would feel pretty relaxing on straight and easy situations. But in this 9.1 build, it kind of feels more human in different ways it navigates. And I wonder if Tesla is tweaking their planning stack even more and even moving some of their planning stack to neural nets. And I'm not sure about this yet. All right, number two, overall impression. I still experienced a good amount of interventions. Now, parking lots, I think, need a lot of work. And I don't think Tesla has really focused much on navigating parking lots in the full self-driving beta build yet. Also, there are times where, you know, it slowed down when it shouldn't have slowed down. And then there are times where, you know, it should have slowed down, but it didn't slow down. And sometimes, you know, I had a great ride going from one place to another place and the local streets, and other times it would make the wrong move at the wrong time and I had a terrible ride. And I think some of this boils down to driving being really hard for a computer to completely solve. The computer needs to understand the world around it and needs to understand how to interact with that world around. And in most cases, that can and is probably straightforward, but then there are certain cases where it's extremely complex. All right, number three, I want to share a couple of interventions that happened yesterday that might give a decent idea of some of the random samples of what's going on. I think evaluating FSD progress is extremely difficult because I think a lot of times we're not sure exactly why the car is doing what it's doing. So I've been sending various video clips of some of my drives to James Dalma, who's been on my channel very often, and getting his feedback. And asking kind of like, why are certain interventions happening? And it's been super helpful. So here's one time where my car just stopped kind of too early before a signal light. See, I was trying to turn left and it got into the left lane and it just slowed down before it actually got to the signal light, but it slowed down too fast and too soon. I was confused over this. I sent the video clip to James and he noticed the following. So he sent me an email with actually these two screen captures from the video. And if you notice this first screen capture, the car is actually seeing this car, there's a Mustang car kind of further on the right side, right, of the lane. And then in this bottom picture, it's actually seeing the car actually more to the left side of its lane. And so because of that, James is speculating that perhaps the Tesla saw that car moving kind of quickly over left toward, right, my car and decided to stop. And he notes the following. He says, I think the movement is mostly an illusion related to a mismatch in distance estimation between the pillar and repeater cameras. This happens a lot and I've seen it result in braking on the highway when passing a vehicle going in the same direction. So yeah, there could be some mismatch in terms of how different cameras might evaluate, right, the distance or the positioning of a certain camera, and that can affect, right, when a car is braking. All right, here's another situation. I was driving and my car was actually continuing to take kind of this weird route where it was like making my car go right out off of the street. And I sent the video clip to James and he replied with the following. He noted that in the screen captures from the FSD computer, he noticed the GPS positioning was off. It wasn't see this red triangle here, it wasn't on the blue line. Because of that, he's saying that, you know, it could actually affect how the car is navigating or driving. And he notes the following. He says, notice how the red triangle for the car is offset from the driving route. This is because GPS is erroneously placing the car about 100 feet to the east of where it actually is. So the nav system is trying to route from the parking lot that it thinks it is in out to the road. So the route keeps changing as you move along, and that's pushing fluctuation, erroneous input into the planning stack. This kind of GPS offset sometimes occurs after the car computer has been reset or if it has been parked inside for a while. All right, so in my personal driving, I think there are other limitations, other things that Tesla still needs to work out. For example, sometimes I think the car needs to move over to the correct lane earlier, right, than it is, and it should actually kind of plan ahead. Also, sometimes when I drive, it moves me to another lane and then back over to the same lane again that I was moving out of. Also, when I'm taking a right turn, for example, I think it needs to hug the curb more when making a right turn. Sometimes, you know, it just stays in the middle of the lane and it's kind of confusing to the people behind me if I'm going to make a right turn or not. Overall, though, I think Tesla is making huge progress with FSD. I think it's just a really hard problem. I feel more confident with version 9.1, but I still think there's a while to go before it's ready for a wide release. It's a balancing act because early FSD purchasers are anxiously waiting, and rightfully so. But at the same time, there's a lot of critics out there that will try to roast Tesla when they get their hands on the FSD wide release. So I'm thinking Tesla ought to incrementally widen the release via their early access program, and it might take a bit longer than some people think. All right, I have more thoughts on this and I'll share in future videos. If this has been helpful, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.